Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Rocky and Lissa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
Can I tell you that I am not a fan? In fact, I'm adamantly against these people who are bringing back the extinct wolf. These scientists that think we need something that was extinct.
Wolf, yeah.
The dire wolf.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Yes, we're messing with history.
And no, nature decides what should be extinct. Pterodactyls, we don't need them.
It's been gone for, the wolves have been gone for like 10, 15,000 years.
Yes.
And they grabbed some DNA and combined it with some kind of wolf dog, and now they're and a lot of people, a lot of scientists are saying they're just poo-pooing the whole thing, that it's not real. They just added a little DNA, and they're claiming it's the dire wolf, but it's actually just a wolf.
It seems pretty real. I don't like any genetic mutation stuff where you're messing with Mother Nature, that type of thing. And
yeah.
Supposedly...
Hey, Spielberg, go ahead. Have a field day.
Yeah.
Did you
not watch Jurassic Park?
But have your fun, Spielberg, but that's about as close as I want to get to dinosaurs.
For
or
real.
Anything that has been gone that long.
And these people are smart. They could be curing something. They could be helping with a vaccination or some kind of disease, something that we actually need. These wolves, from what I'm reading, are like 25% bigger than the modern gray wolf, which Upper Peninsula, Michigan, where I'm from, we had wolves. And people's just chickens get eaten and lambs get taken.
Yeah.
And people need to keep their chickens. Why are you resurrecting this wolf that is supposed to be gone from the planet?
Yeah, you don't have to keep your babies in, small children from the backyard.
Rocky roads and bike shorts.
Yes.
That wolf thinks he's looking good.
That's a hungry wolf right there. He's smacking his lips.
Hungry like the wolf.
Looking at my tight butt.
That's a Duran wolf. Am I the only one that thinks this is nuts, though? Why does science do things that no one asked for?
Yeah, it's freaky. If it's helping, curing some kind of disease or
an
illness, but are they just doing to say, oh, look what we did?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like tap dancing. No one's asking for it, but people keep doing it. And I appreciate it. And it's nice, but you're not hurting anything. You're not bringing back something that was supposed to be dead.
Should be, though.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.